Sue, is your telephone frozen, or is it working all right this morning?
I hope not. You know, I see on Facebook so many people who are having burst pipes and frozen pipes, and, you know, it's just so cold. If you can hear me, I guess my phone isn't frozen and it's working.
No, that's the good news. And everybody with the pipes, if they're not frozen yet, still do what you've been doing to keep them unfrozen so you don't have to deal with that situation. And hopefully help is on the way. But Sue, that forecast for Sunday night, Monday morning, it makes you a little itchy about getting things back. We've had a great vacation. We've had a great couple weeks off. I mean, the weather hasn't been any good, but Maria loves sleeping in, so it's going to be a tough one on Monday. Getting out of bed when it's that cold outside. Where do we follow on mccse.edu? We just go to that's where I go, right? Just go to the traffic light and see what's going on, and then
exactly. And the traffic light green is go, yellow is a delay, and red is where we're off of school, or people can listen to WGCL.
That's exactly right. And the other issue is these buses are on some kind of maintenance schedule where they just haven't been sitting around for 2 weeks in the cold, right?
You know, that's a really good question, Glass. I would assume not. I mean, we have people who care for our buses. They're responsible for the maintenance, so I'm sure they've been checking them and making sure that they run so that they just don't sit cold for 2 weeks. That's a really good question. That's something I've never asked or talked about with anyone. But, you know, we've got that huge bus yard full of buses. So I would think that we have maintenance staff there who are taking good care of them.
Oh, I led you down a primrose path there, didn't I? I apologize for that.
No, that's okay. That's a great question. Now I'm curious, and now I want to go find out. You know, do they start them every day, every other day? I don't know. You know, that's a lot of buses, but we also have a large maintenance staff to take care of those buses. So they'll be all ready and set to go on Monday, no matter what happens with the weather. And I'm just glad I'm not the one who has to get up at 3 or 4 in the morning and figure out when we're going to run the buses.
Exactly, and that's what the behind the scenes and part of the machine's always churning around and around. People have to monitor these forecasts almost hourly just to make sure, because safety's first.
Right. Yeah, you're right. And you know, the part of the county that's up near Unionville can have some different weather than down near Harrodsburg. You know, it's a large county geographically, and we've got to look at all aspects of the weather, and we have to look at what's happening with our buses and with our kids who are standing outside waiting for buses. Not every kid gets to run outside their house
boy.
And jump on the bus. You know, some kids have to walk to a bus stop and hang there till the bus gets there.
Yeah, and again, just for an example, this morning is one feels like minus 10. The overnight low tonight is one as well, so folks in RBB, be on your toes there, because it's freezing for all of that, and then we'll see what Monday brings. But we are prepared. We are ready to get everybody back. Second semester is up and running here shortly, hopefully on Monday. We didn't have to burn a snow day in the first semester. That's the good, or the first part of the school year. That's the good news. And you guys have had a little break with the school board. What does your calendar look like as we turn the page to 2018?
Well, the board is going to have, as we always do, the beginning of January, our reorganization meeting, and that is something that's required by law, and that is when we meet, and we'll meet Tuesday at 6 o'clock in an where we will elect officers, president, vice president, secretary, assistant secretary, make appointments to committees, and set the schedule for our meetings for the year. And I would imagine that it will stay at Tuesdays at 6 o'clock on the fourth Tuesday, as it always has been. So it's kind of some housekeeping for us, but it's something that we have to do to make sure that we move forward. And if this was a year where we elected school board members, and it's not, but if we had elected anybody in November, those people would also be sworn in at the reorganization meeting.
And as we move forward in 2018, I don't want to say you have a legislative calendar. That sounds that's not the case. But what are some of the things that your group is focusing on as we move forward here in 2018. I know some of the things that you will be keeping an eye on will be legislative things at the state level, so tell us about that.
Right. The Indiana School Boards Association helps us keep track of legislation that's affecting public education, and one thing that came up yesterday as they started meeting was a bill to mandate when school starts. And that bill would prohibit the start of school before the last Monday of August. So no school corporation in Indiana could start school before the last Monday in August if this passes. And right now it's in front of the Senate. The Indiana School Boards Association is suggesting that people call at 1-800-382-9467 and express your desire to allow your local school board to make decisions for your local community. Now, people might like when we start school, they might not, but I think most people would agree that it's something that our community should decide.
Yeah, take the what the decision's going to be out of the equation, but who's making the decision, I agree is more important.
Well, exactly. Because the state legislature can make the decision, but what happens in Gary, Indiana is really different from Fort Wayne, is really different from Bloomington, Indiana, is really different from Shelbyville. So let's allow the communities to make the decision. This is being lobbied by the tourist industry, who they want people around in August. They want workers. They want people to tour, to visit, to put money into the tourist industry. So we're concerned with education. So, of course, we want to look at how we run our school calendar. And if we start that late, we don't end our semester before our winter break. Our second semester will run into January, which a lot of our educators and families, when we talked about this a couple years ago, said that they didn't think it was really helpful for students to have a whole semester, come back, and then have a couple weeks after a two-week break to finish out the semester and take finals. It would also mean we go later into June because it doesn't cut the number of days. It just dictates when we start. So I would hope people would consider calling their senator. Our senator in Monroe County, for most of us, is Mark Stoops. He voted no against it the last time, but I will caution people that the last time this came up last year, the vote was 25-25. So that wasn't a majority, so it failed for lack of a majority, but it's pretty close, and it could go the other way. So if people agree they want our community to decide when we start school, then I would hope they might call and urge their legislators to vote no on the Senate bill that will change the time of school starting.
Yeah, and then we can fight about when we're the calendar here locally, right? Then we can.
Right.
That's
and
a whole other
fight here.
Well, yeah, because here is us, and
right.
It's not an us and them deal. But I agree 100%. Why should the state be telling a local community what is best for their community? Not every community is the same. There are apples and oranges. I couldn't agree more. And I don't know if that's overreaching, but it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. That's the problem.
Right, and it doesn't make a lot, for the reasons that they're talking about, and they're not going to really say exactly what the reasons are, but it really is for the tourism industry, and that's not a reason to set a school schedule. If they had some educational information, some educational reasons to support it, that would be one thing, but it's really, it's an arbitrary date. It's like Michigan does. They don't start school until after Labor Day, and it's all for the same reason, for the tourism industry. And I love our tourism industry, but we have to keep, I think, our education and what we do in school separate from tourism and vacations in the summer.
Sue Wanzer is our guest this morning. She serves on the MCCSC School Board and joins us every Thursday to talk about local education issues. And as you mentioned, sounds like the if everything goes according to Hoyle, we'll still be worrying about the fourth Tuesday of every month for school board meetings on all
yes.
of that. We know the Tri-North Project is moving forward. Do you expect some activity on that the next couple months? Where is the timeline on that project?
It's going to take a while because first what we're going to have to do is get some, we're going to have to talk to some architects and engineers. And we did this when we built Summit. We did this when we built Fairview. And for me, this is a really exciting time to look at the plans for a new school and to bring in those folks and architect firms now who work on school design and school building always have educational program consultants who work with them who actually, it's not just somebody coming in and building a building, it's actually somebody also talking about what's the best environment for teaching and learning. So that's always really exciting to me to see how we will do that. And, you know, just to catch people up, Tri-North is an extremely old building. We really can't renovate the building. There are some things that, for instance, the way the ceiling is built with concrete, that we can't put sprinklers in without making them so low that somebody could jump up and touch them. So that's really not safe. So there are some things, and I know people. I know there are people who have some real strong opinions about energies of buildings and keeping buildings and renovating them and not getting rid of them. But it doesn't make any sense. We really can't do what we need to do for a school building. So, and luckily we have the space at Tri-North that we can be building a building while the kids are still in school at Tri-North, and then when the new building is finished, kids can move over to that building, and then the old building can be demolished.
Yeah, and you hopefully get into more some energy efficient things and ADA
things.
All those. Well, that's part of going with it instead of doing a renovation in that. And this is all planned out and funded and bond. This is not anything that's going to be in addition to. When people always say, "Oh, wait a second, you've got the referendum. Well, how is this going to be paid for?" This is all taken care of, right?
Right. We passed a bonding issue a few months ago, and what it does is it just keeps our bond debt, so our debt on our loans that we have, essentially, it keeps it at the level that it's been for a number of years, and it will keep it at that level going forward for about 20 years. So nobody will see a difference in any of their tax money. But what we get to do is keep up the maintenance on our buildings. I mean, there are so many school corporations that just don't have the money, and their buildings fall into such disrepair that it then ends up costing them so much more money to take care of it. I think we're really lucky, and we've been able to conserve our funds, and so now we have the money so we can take care of Tri-North, as opposed to putting a roof on a building somewhere or renovating or rehabbing something. We do have the money to take care of Tri-North. So, yeah, we do have that money, and no one will see a change in their taxes, and we'll be able to move forward with taking care of our school properties.
Sue Wanzer is our guest this morning. She checks in every Thursday morning to keep us up to date on what's happening in the MCCSC. Saw a little article. When was this here? I got to make sure. Tuesday's paper about Teachers Warehouse on the front page. And if anybody has any leftover Christmas stuff they'd like to help out, well, that group is always, always doing great things for kids in our community.
Well, yeah, and for teachers, it's a great resource for teachers to be able to stock their room with supplies, especially elementary school teachers, who seem to me, at least from my perspective, seem to be able to use anything in
That's
a school
right.
project.
They're amazing.
You know, I always, what would you do with, if somebody posted on Facebook, I have a bunch of seashells, what am I going to do with them? I said, take them to Teachers Warehouse.
Yep.
But Teachers Warehouse is now opening their services to high school teachers. We hadn't done that in the past, and I think a lot of it is because of the kind of projects that elementary school teachers do, which use a lot more of these kinds of things. But certainly high school teachers also need the papers, the notebooks, the pens, the pencils, the Kleenexes, those kinds of things that they can pick up at Teachers Warehouse and not have to spend money out of their own pockets.
Absolutely. And if, again, you've got any extras or somebody got new stuff that's replacing old stuff, that's a great place to take it, as you mentioned, because they can repurpose it and make it work. And obviously my daughter is in second grade, and they've got some amazing people working in that school system to keep these kids busy and out of trouble and learning stuff. So it's always appreciated for any help that goes in that direction. All right, Sue, your only homework for this week is to stay warm. Let's cross our fingers and hope we don't have any delays or anything goofy to start next week, and hope that Mother Nature lets us all get back and going there. We hope RBB gets off and go off to a good start tomorrow morning, and we will recap it all next Thursday.
Okay, I'll be here, and I know that you'll keep everybody posted as to what's happening with school start tomorrow morning and Monday morning.
That's exactly right.
Okie dokie.
First in wins, that's right. All right, thanks, Sue. Okay. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Glass.